This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Holiday travelers are expected to break records this travel season. Experts say the best time to travel today is before 11 in the morning. President Biden says the U.S. must end the use of the death penalty at the federal level, and this morning he is commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on federal death row, converting their punishments to life without the possibility of parole. Luigi Mangione's got a court proceeding today in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to be arraigned today in a Manhattan court on state murder and terror charges. That case, brought by the Manhattan DA, will run parallel to his federal case. Mangione was formally charged last week by the DA with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. His court appearance was preempted by federal prosecutors bringing their own charges that could carry the possibility of the death penalty, while the maximum sentence for Mangione's state charges is life in prison without parole. Julie Walker, New York.
President-elect Trump is suggesting that the U.S. could try to regain control of the Panama Canal when he takes office.
They haven't treated us fairly. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
Panama's president says that idea is an affront to his country's sovereignty. Honda and Nissan are announcing plans to work toward a merger. Officials are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of more than 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders over the weekend. This is AP News. Palestinian medics say Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip overnight killed at least 20 people. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
One of the strikes overnight and into Monday hit a tent camp in the Mawazi area, an Israel-declared humanitarian zone, killing 8 people, including 2 children. That's according to the Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, which received the bodies. The Israeli military says it only strikes militants, accusing them of hiding among civilians. It said late Sunday that it was targeting a Hamas militant in the humanitarian zone. In addition, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Balah said 3 bodies arrived after an airstrike on a school-turned shelter in the built-up Nusrat refugee camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rome's iconic Trevi Fountain reopened Sunday after 3 months of renovations. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.